AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A massive explosion at a hospital in Gaza City sent wounded flooding to a second hospital. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 500 people were killed and an Israeli airstrike was to blame. The Israeli military says it had no involvement and the cause was a misfired Palestinian rocket. President Biden is due in Israel tomorrow.
Aiming to tamp down tensions, the president will first go to Israel and then Jordan, where he was to meet with, among others, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. But a Palestinian official says Abbas has canceled in protest of the hospital blast. It all adds up to a volatile situation that'll test the limits of U.S. influence in the region, even as the president heavily invests himself in another big foreign conflict with no clear endgame. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In other news, Republicans rejected Congressman Jim Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot. More voting is expected, but not tonight. In New York, former President Trump returned to his civil fraud trial.
More Trump Organization executives testified about the company's property valuations as Trump bragged about them to reporters.
That's some of the greatest real estate assets anywhere in the world.
The state attorney general is suing Trump and his company for inflating those values to secure loans.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic attorney general.
And says there were disclaimers on the financial statements.
It says don't rely on these financial statements. Do your own due diligence.
Attorney General Letitia James was in court but did not comment. Trump also had words for his former fixer turned foe, Michael Cohen, who had to postpone his testimony over a medical issue. Julie Walker, New York.
In Brazil, a draft congressional report accuses former President Jair Bolsonaro of masterminding the January 8th riots and recommends he be criminally charged with attempting to stage a coup. This is AP News. An up and down day. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street following the latest signal that the U.S. economy remains solid, although perhaps too strong for the Federal Reserve's liking. The S&P 500 closed just barely lower Tuesday after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. The Dow added 13 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Small company stocks ended higher. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after a report showed the shoppers spent more at U.S. retailers last month than economists had expected. That's a sign of a healthy economy, but it also may indicate upward pressure on inflation and could push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high. Wyndham Hotels rose 9%. The company's board rejected an unsolicited $8 billion buyout offer from Choice Hotels, saying it undervalued the company. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.